It's Divas That Care Radio. Stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
A magical day to all of you, and welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners that are listening to this podcast on the numerous different platforms. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And you are all in for one incredible show today, as I have with me an amazing new diva, Regina Curtis. And her and I are going to chat about grounded expansion. Oh my, is this going to be a magical show? And with that, Regina, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Oh my goodness. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I know you can't see us if you're listening to this on the podcast, but both of us just have this amazing smile is on our faces. It's going to be such a great conversation. I feel it. So, well, thank you for having me here. I'm excited to be here. And so my name is Regina Curtis, and my company's name is At Maytree. I'll tell you all about that in a moment, but generally it means the journey of kindness towards your soul. And what I do is I work with entrepreneurs who are multi-passionate, who are creating this amazing body of work in the world, something that's going to create a beautiful impact and just change the landscape of what we're doing. So I like to say, you know, I work with change makers and thought leaders and visionaries to really bring that work to life and to do it in a way where you're not trying to force your business into a system, but instead let me help you find the rhythm that is true for your soul. So I call myself a soul rhythm activator, and I use astrology as one of the many tools that we work with to find the rhythm of your natural cycle of development. And from aligning with that cycle in your personal life and in your business, you really can bring that vision to life in a more impactful and nourished way.
Oh, wow. I just love it. I love it. And you are such a true diva because you are truly service to others to make this world a better place.
Thank
oh, my
you,
goodness.
Grace.
And I love your business. What it means is journey of kindness to your soul, because so many times we forget to do that kindness to ourselves.
Exactly.
We're busy helping everyone else and forget about the kindness to ourselves. And I always feel we have to fill our cup first, and then we can help fill everyone else's.
I so agree with that, Joyce. And honestly, the name came from, it's two Sanskrit words that I've merged together to create that meaning. And it comes from my own journey, the journey that I've taken to get here. And now, you know, I've reached this point where it is a daily practice for me. It is the way I live my life. And it has become the work that I do with others. And it's because it's something that I'm so passionate about from my own experience that helps me really show up to do that work.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice, the passion. The passion is just bubbly. You're just wanting to help others to feel what you have found with the rhythm to your soul and that journey. And oh my, what a beautiful, beautiful way to be helping others. I love it, Regina.
Thank you.
Well, as we start to chat about grounded expansion, how would you like to start and open it up to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, I want to talk about what grounded expansion means to me and why I feel that it's so important. And I'm going to talk about it through the lens of being an entrepreneur. However, I want to really invite anyone who's listening to this to know that that is the same energy that goes into being an artist, being a creator, being a parent, being a working in the business world, right? Like anything that you are creating, what I would call your sacred work, whatever is the work you're doing in your world to that is sacred to you, the thing, the impact that you're making, right? Whether or not you call that work or you call that something else, maybe you call it love, maybe you call it motherhood, you know, whatever it may be, or fatherhood. And so coming into this from a grounded place, there's, is so important in the expansion. And so one of the things that I do with astrology, and I'm going to talk about this through the lens of astrology for a moment, because I want to really help you understand where I'm coming from with this. Astrology is an ancient system. And really what it is, it's a calendar. It is a way of identifying certain themes that are happening at certain times of the year, but it's also a way of keeping time. And I think over time, it has become a form of storytelling, and it has become really known for those archetypes or those stories that are told through the lens of astrology. And there's so much beauty there, and there's so much, you know, wonder and magic and all of the amazing things. And when we don't also pay attention to the science of it, really, right? There's a science to it as well. And there is a rhythm that is present that helped us understand these stories. It helped us identify these stories. The stories tap into our emotions, and it's what helps us remember. But the rhythm is actually what those stories are talking about. And so a lot of times people come into the lens of astrology as this mystical thing, this magical thing that somebody's going to tell you, they're going to read the stars and they're going to tell you about yourself, and you're going to learn things about yourself that you didn't know. But really, truly, when I use this tool with my clients, most of the time they tell me, oh my gosh, like this is something I've always been that way. I've always known this thing about myself. But what I'm understanding now is that there's language I can use to describe it, right? And that language is what grounds it in. It's what creates the relatability for you in your life and in your business. And I start by looking at the rhythm. What are the actual dates that you're moving through in the year, where I tie it to the seasons of nature, because everyone understands the seasons of nature, even if they are different for you where you are in different parts of the world. I can still say spring, and you can think, oh, this is when, you know, animals are birthing babies and there are things emerging from the, you know, from the darkness of the winter, and things are coming alive, right? In fall, there's a refinement, a release that's happening. In summer, there's this like the sun is shining. And if you're in the northern hemisphere, that feels very true to you. If you're in the southern hemisphere, you may feel the opposite, right? But there's still this tangible thing about the seasons that you can understand. So when I started looking at the themes of astrology, I recognized that those themes are present in our inner world as well. And so I help people find the date when they are in their own spring, and when they're in their own summer, and when they're in their own fall and winter, and then take that information from an internal place, and then look at, okay, what's happening in the external world at this time? And how is this helping give me some information? And knowing that helps ground you in so that you can expand from that place that is supporting you where you are, rather than trying to find your place amongst this energy outside of you and expand from that place. You have to ground in first in order to expand in a sustainable and joyful and more pleasurable way.
Oh, how true that is. I love that. Ground into yourself first, and how you help them find their own seasons. Just because maybe the weather is out there saying it's the spring season, they may not, their signs may not be in the spring season at that time.
Right. Exactly.
And helping them, and like you said, to find the language to describe it, or I kind of the rhythm comes to my mind to describe the rhythm that's happening in your life and how the flow is going. So, oh, that is just a beautiful explanation of how you start to get people to find the grounded expansion in their own lives.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, and you know, I did this work first for myself. I started to study astrology in 2004. I did a lot of time in the corporate world. I started out in education. I've worked in higher education. I've worked in a more like in a corporate space. And what I found was that for so long, I was really trying to separate these two parts of myself, of this is me in my life. This is Regina, you know, as a person, as a partner, as a friend, you know, as a creative being. And this is Regina at work, right? And I found that after some time, at some point, I was bouncing back and forth between the two, right? Like I would develop myself in my business, in my business skills. I would learn new things. I would rise up through, you know, the ranks of the corporate ladder and things like that, where I would had reached quite a, you know, a point where I was working at an executive level. And that was wonderful. But when I was doing that, I wasn't fully able to bring in my intuitive self and my creative self and my emotional self and the, you know, the playful parts of me that really wanted to be in that space. And even though, you know, if you had worked with me during that time, you would say like, oh, I saw those things. They weren't fully present, and I never felt like I was able to have them all present at the same time, right? And so then I would go through these periods where I would lean way hard into like my creative aspect or my intuition or whatever those aspects of me that felt like this needs to be developed or this is asking me to lean into it. And what would happen is I would pull away energetically in the, you know, in the business world. And that might mean that I was switching careers during that time, or maybe I was just unhappy in the role that I was in. But until I really found a way to merge all of those things together into the same space, I never felt like I was fully myself. I never felt like there was room enough for me to be all of the things that I am. And so often I think it's like a bad fitting pair of jeans. You know, we think, oh, I don't fit in these jeans anymore. But really, those jeans just don't fit you. Maybe you outgrew them. Maybe they are just not the, they were never the right fit for you anyway. Maybe they, you just don't even want them anymore, right? And we try on careers and we try on different identities and roles like that throughout our time as we're evolving as humans. And until we actually realize that it's not what we're putting on, it's not the roles we take on, it's who we are fully, then we can find all the magical costumes we want to, and we can change them out, and we can switch them up, and we can wear different things on different days. But we are whole in who we are all the time.
What a great explanation, because I see it so much in this world. It's like there are two different people. Like you said, you were in your business career and you were Regina there, but yet it wasn't. I kind of feel in my own life that's not where my heart's at, and you're doing what you need to do, but it's not who you truly are. And I see it in so many people. It's like they're two different people. And this makes total sense because a lot of people never get into that rhythm to really find who they are and bring it into their working world. Or maybe that working world isn't the career that they really should be in. It's what their ego mind thinks they need to be in. And when they go to their heart and look, it's totally different.
And you know, I think when you were just talking about that, I was seeing, I'm such a visual person, so I was seeing like all the different calendars that I create. So help people create something called their personal seasons calendar. And what we do is it's first we find the dates. And so in my workshop, Charting Your Course, you actually go in and you find those dates and you create like a grid for yourself of when they are. But then I actually create a visual piece for people, and it's called your personal seasons calendar. And it gives you the visual of like here in using color, right? Like here's your spring is green, and here's your summer is blue, and here's your fall is orange, and your winter's gray, right? And then it takes it and it aligns it with the external season so you can see the contrast. And as people are moving through their world, there may be times when those seasons are actually more supportive of each other and times when they're more challenging. And what you were just describing and what I experienced throughout my life, but never really had the, again, the language, right, to explain what was happening is that as you're moving through those periods of time that are really supportive energetically, you may feel expansive and you may feel like, oh, everything's flowing and it's feeling really good. And then there are times where maybe those they're a little bit more like the dynamic there's a little more challenging, right? Mm-hmm. There's a third thing that happens where things are amplified. So if it's the same season happening internally and the same season happening externally, it amplifies that. And as we know with pretty much anything in the world, right? There's a spectrum of experiences that can happen. And so if you are experiencing that energy in a challenging way, it amplifies the challenge. If you are experiencing it in a really easeful and joyful and flowing way, it amplifies that. And it feels like it's just this easy breezy, you know, lemon squeezy kind of time in your life. But sometime, and then there's every experience in between that, right? But what I find a lot of times when I work with people is they'll say, you know, oh, wait a minute. Like as I'm looking at these dates and I see that this is a time that's really challenging, I can pinpoint that exactly that point in my life every single year is a really hard time. And I never knew why. And then, you know, like here's this time that I actually feel really energized and oh, wow, here's this language, here's this understanding of why. And what that does, it's like this permission slip to just be you, to be more you, to be fully you, all the time, because you weren't wrong for feeling that way, even if it was different than everyone that you knew around you or what the world was telling you you should be doing at that time or you should be feeling at that time, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who gets super energized because they're in their personal summer during the external winter might be shamed for feeling like being like, wait, this is a quiet time of hibernation. People aren't doing this thing at that time of the year, right? But you're just like, where's the beach party? I don't know why I'm what's happening, you know? Or a person who is in their personal winter when they're in that kind of, I call it the quiet wisdom, right? The winter is your season of fluency. It's when you just get to show up and easefully be who you are. And it's like you're just spouting wisdom everywhere you go. You just can't help it. But it is a lower energy season because you actually don't need to expend as much energy. And when that happens, when the world around you is in summer and everyone is at that beach party and they are like, you know, doing barbecues and all these things, and actually you just want to like sit in a quiet corner and write your book, that can be something, again, that it can be challenging because other people might not understand why you're that way, or you might think you need to be a different way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how true that is. Cause I mean, I love how you described winter as the quiet wisdom. Cause yeah, that is just kind of how it feels when you yourself and even the nature outside is in that time of year. It's just kind of a quiet wisdom where there's still so much beauty to take in during that time that you're bringing in the wisdom, I almost feel like, too, as much as giving it out during that time.
But oh, yeah. I mean, you're basically a conduit of wisdom mm-hmm. at that time, right? Mm-hmm. You are, it's like your sage era, you know, like you are the wise sage where you can just you see the world around you through this lens of beauty. You can see the beauty in everything. And when people are in their 11th house, it's actually one of my favorite times to start working with people. And what that means, it's the pinnacle of the winter, right? Each season has kind of like there are three houses that happen in each season. And the first one is always just kind of that like, the pureness of the energy of that season. So as you come into the winter, it is the celebration. It is like you've harvested the fruits of your labor. It is really about, you know, it's really the world of your work. You are tapping into like, what is this work that I'm doing? What is this amazing body of that I'm creating of wisdom, right? The 11th house, I think of it like the mountaintop. You've climbed to the top of the mountain. You've come to the pinnacle of this season of fluency, and you can see how you got there. You can see where you're going. You know exactly where you are, and there's this wisdom in that. You're actually really aligned with your inner knowing at that time. And there's still the 12th house left before you can actually start putting things into action. And so even though you have this amazing wisdom, it's still, you need to come down from the mountain. You might see the path you're going on, right? But you still have to get there. And the 12th house comes with a lot of impatience if you fight it, right? But if you actually gather that wisdom in the 11th house, and I do a process with people, I call it a soul wisdom journey, where I walk, guide you through in kind of like a guided meditation a little bit. It's kind of like a cross between like a shamanic journey and a guided meditation, but it really is just like going within, understanding and being able to gather and document the wisdom that you have at this point so that you can write it down and you create a map for yourself. Because when you come down, that 12th house is the integration period, right? It is the allowing everything to process and integrate so that as you move forward into this next cycle, you can move forward and actually do the things you need to do. And in a lot of ways, it's a time of forgetting, right? You kind of like the end of the day, you know, you have all the wisdom from that day, you remember all your experiences, and then you go to sleep and all of the things from your short-term memory get transferred. I always picture this tiny librarian in my brain, like filing things away in my long-term memory. I don't know why. I love that image. She's very busy while I sleep. And what happens the next day is you wake up and you've integrated that, right? And it's become wisdom from the day before. But you don't necessarily have the full knowledge in the forefront of your mind as you did the day before, because you've kind of forgotten a little way in some way. You know what you need to do, but you don't see all the pieces laid out in front of you the way that you did that day before. And so when you can capture that wisdom and create a map for yourself as you chart your way through the next cycle, then when you wake up, right, in your spring and things start to kind of emerge and wake back up, you have that map. You know where you're going and you know what you need.
Oh, definitely. Cause I love that. Cause like you said, you file things away and some of it kind of gets forgotten, but it's filed there. But with this map, it kind of gives you a map to show you the journey you're on and to maybe kind of jog your memory for some things that you had filed away and forgotten about. So, that's fantastic. And I love how you said on the 11th house, you're at the mountaintop and then you have to kind of come down. It just reminds me of a saying my dad always told me, life is full of mountains and valleys. And I'm it's so true. It is so true. Because when you're in your challenges, I always feel you're kind of in those valleys. And then you work through them and you climb back up to that mountaintop and you're in your spring. You're all happy. And
exactly, right? There's a playfulness. And I think like those challenges can be the valleys, but they also might be the way up the mountain, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes even though it can be rewarding and it can be, you know, like energizing in a lot of ways, it also can be depleting. And, you know, there's a point where you're kind of like, all right, how much further do I need to climb? Because the closer you get to the top of the mountain, you actually can't see it anymore, right? Like until you're there. And then all of a sudden you pop up out of the trees and you look around, and you're like, whoa, we're here. You know, we made it. And then that's when it's like, okay, that was worth it. My body feels energized by this. But for a moment there, you probably felt a little tired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I always say, and you can learn from your challenges. Because
very much.
they're a stepping stone in life, I feel, to bring you up that mountain and to
Exactly.
help you on your
Yeah.
journey.
I mean, think about the view from the valley, right? It's a beautiful view.
Yes, it is.
It's the inspiration. It's the, you know, maybe because you got to the other side of it and you're looking up and you're like, I climbed that mountain and I'm so proud of it, right? It also can be your inspiration. Huh, I wonder what's up there. I think I want to take that journey, right? So the valleys, even though they're kind of sometimes can be the like, whoa, I'm like down here deep into this and I can't see the big picture from here. But you can see the inspiration. You can see the next step. And that is not to be devalued, right? That is a very valuable part of the process. And so I think it's really about enjoying the whole journey, right? How do you find joy all along? And knowing that not all of it's going to be every minute, it's not going to be joyful.
No.
It doesn't mean that there can't be joy present at the same time as a challenge or as any other feeling, frustration or, you know, exhaustion or any of those things.
And it's finding that joy in that challenge or in that frustration to, I always feel to kind of step back just a moment and just kind of relook at things.
Yes.
And then you'll find maybe it's very small. But you'll find a little bit of joy or a little bit of beauty somewhere right there in that challenge that is something that helps push you forward and get you through that challenge for myself.
Exactly. Yeah. I like to think of the word joy as a part of enjoy, right? To be enjoy. And the way that I remember it when I'm having a hard time with something is I think about, you know, I actually am like a cold weather girl. I like cold weather more than hot weather, which I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up in Vermont in the mountains, but like really hot heat, like especially if it's super humid, I'm just like, oh, like it's not my favorite. And so when something's like really hot, like that to me, it just feels so draining. It's so draining of my energy. And yet I can listen for, I can get really still and find like the most subtle breeze in the air, right? And when you feel that breeze, and I don't know, I definitely believe in the magic of the universe. When you pay attention to something, when you invite it in, it shows up every time when you really truly allow that space to be there, right? So I can be outside on the hottest day and just close my eyes and invite that breeze and really like open up to feeling it. And it might be the most subtle thing ever, but once you feel it, right? Appreciating that and being like, oh, I can enjoy that peace. I can enjoy the brief coolness on my skin. And that's an example of being in joy, even in, you know, it's not changing the weather, but it's finding the joy within.
Yes. Oh, how beautiful that is said, because it's almost like the breeze is like a whisper to you.
Yes.
And you can feel it, and it just feels so good. It's kind of like, I'm not a cold weather person. I'm the opposite.
That's okay. That's okay. We can all be different.
So when it's cold out and the sun shines there, I'm like, oh, I just love it. I feel so much warmer. And I mean, I know the
Yeah.
temperature didn't change, nothing changed, but I just feel warmer because my light is in that sunshine and the joy in it. So it's just kind of like that whisper in that breeze when it's so warm out.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. You know, it's a shifting of perspective is really what I think it is. And it's finding like, okay, where is the thing in this space that I can find the most joy?
Right. And then I always feel too, there's always lessons to be learned a lot of times through those challenges. And
Absolutely. Yes, right. Sometimes they're tangible lessons like bring a cold drink or bring a sweater, right? Other times they're more about something internal, right? Like knowing that you have the ability, you have everything you need, right, with you, no matter what is happening in the external world. And The more you understand your internal world, the easier it is to navigate any situation happening in the external world, right? Bringing it back to that grounded expansion, right? The more you are grounded in who you are, the more you understand that internal landscape, the greater you can expand beyond it.
That is so well said. I love that because that is so true when that you have everything just right here inside of you, and you can handle the worldly things when you realize that is how I feel, and you're so much more grounded. So, oh, that was beautifully said. I loved it.
Thank you, Joyce.
Well, Regina, I knew this show would go so quickly.
I know it went so fast.
I'm like, oh my goodness. I feel you have so much more to share with our listeners. That a couple things before we close, I would like to ask, would you please be a guest again on the Robust Lifestyle Show?
I absolutely would love that. Yes, thank
Oh,
you.
awesome, because I would love to have you back. This is just, it's just too much fun. There's just a connection. I can just feel
I agree. I agree.
Oh. And also, would you please share with the listeners the best ways to connect with you?
Sure. Yes, I would love that. So, all of my information is contained on my website, and it's www.etmaitri.com, and etmaitri is ATMAITRI. I'm not sure, Joyce, if that will be in the show notes or not, but that is the website where you can find me. Same thing on socials. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Maitri as well, or on LinkedIn on Regina Curtis. And my name is Regyna. I say that because it is a different spelling. And yeah, I think the best way to understand, like to start working with me and understand this whole idea of the personal seasons is to come to my workshop, Charting Your Course. That happens on the 28th of every month, and I rotate through the time that it happens so that different people in different time zones can come. But it always happens on the 28th of each month. It's $27, it's an hour and a half. So I try to make it really accessible for people to come and really understand this. So that is on my website as well. So you can go to etmaitri.com and look for Charting Your Course.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge with all of our listeners today. And I want to wish you magic in each and every day until you and I connect again.
Ah, oh, wonderful. Thank you, Joyce. And thank you all for being here and sharing in this conversation. And I receive that magic and amplify it back as
Thank you.
well.
And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this incredible show with our new amazing diva, Regina Curtis. Please share this show with your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasatcare.com. And remember a couple of the golden nuggets she left with us, a journey of kindness to your soul. And you have everything you need right inside of you. And reach out to Regina and let her help you find all of that that's inside of you. And with that, I want to wish everyone a very magical day. And remember, be kind to all, including your animals, and give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.